Hi, I'm Charles.
And I'm Casey. And welcome to Earwolf Presents, featuring an episode of our podcast, The Problem with Casey and Charles.
It was actually
Is that funny?
The Problem with Charles and Casey. It was funny. The fiction of it was funny because my name does come first, which is
okay. That's funny for you.
Horrible of me, actually.
Nobody else laughed.
Each week, Earwolf Presents brings you a new episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts. And today is a very special memorial episode because we are re-releasing our interview with Louis Anderson that we did.
RIP to Louis Anderson, known for, you know, just being an angel and a stand-up comedian and baskets and all the gifts that he brought to this planet and left with us when he parted.
Yeah, I worked with Louis on Search Party, and he was a genius. And there's one take that he did. I think it's still in the final cut. But there's one take he did where he just improvised like a monologue about like, you just gotta like live your life, live your life. It was like this really, because his character was dying. And he was like this real great monologue. And then he finished it. It's like really meaningful. And he's like, or just sit back and grab some cash.
He just really understood how to like be human. Like he really like understood those. That I think that's what his stand-up and like life with Louis, that's what I remember about him. It's just like the just really like small divine human moments about being like imperfect and confused and like totally adrift, you know, in some ways. Like
yeah he really it's so fun to see like all the pictures, like old pictures people are posting of him in the 80s, because I feel like we are like thinking more these days about his comeback Louis mode, and like it's, I love seeing him be like such a punk, like making like stupid faces, and it's funny, he had that like 80s brat archetype going. Like it's so funny that but it makes sense because he was always just like silly, so that was his whole thing.
Yeah, he was like, he felt like a big kid. I think even into his, I think he still approached things like that, like I don't know, I'm guessing, but it's just the fun, you know, in your 50s to like play a female character mother, just how fun a person can be to do something like that. And it's really amazing. And I just like, it's just so weird. Like I feel like, you know, growing up, I saw him on TV doing stand up, and it's weird that I got to hang out with him and talk to him on a podcast, like however many years later. And it's like, I don't know, like celebrities from the 80s and 90s make me feel like we're all connected. Cause it's like for my generation, especially, it's like, I saw Tony Danza and then I'll like see him at the airport. And it's like, that's the same man. Like, and not to make this about Tony Danza, but
no, let's do it. Let's only talk about Tony Danza. Switch gears.
We're going to switch gears right now. About Tony's life.
I think he's alive.
So, yeah, he's still alive.
No, I totally know what you mean, though, because, like, this is the narcissism of show business, but, like, if you grow up wanting to be a dentist as a kid, it's not like there's these, like, famous dentists you revere, and then one day you get to meet. You know, it's, like, the one, I guess politics maybe is that way, too, but, like, it's the one thing where it's, like, people, you grow up being, like, okay, that person is magical, and then one day you're, like, wait, I know them? How is that even a part of, how is that possible?
I don't get it. It's really, it's, I think maybe that's what fame is about. It's like we need famous people to remind us that we're alive and connect. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe one day we can meet a famous person.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened back to this when he passed away, and mm-hmm. You really impress him in it. Like, he thinks you're so funny. And like the runner he has where he's like, "You're gonna be flying in no time, Casey." It's so cute. Like, he's so, because he didn't know you, and then he like loves you by the end.
He was really cute on the podcast. Just, I loved how he got the premise of our show. The premise of our show, for those who don't know, is that we invite celebrities only to come on and tell us a problem they have, like, you know, their fear of death, or somebody yelled at them, or they hate where they live. Mm-hmm. And then we just talk through it. And it's kind of like, you know, it always gets kind of existential, because like problems are reflections of our insides in a lot of ways. And he just came on and we were like, "What's up?" And he's like, "This flight attendant," and it just like started. Mm-hmm. and we went global. Like, we went microscopic for him, and bit, you know, political too. And like, he just was down to talk shit. And it was fun.
You're making me want to do this podcast again. Just, and for the listeners, Casey and I are still very close friends.
Why do you need to tell people that?
I don't know. I just feel like people are like, they're not friends. Like, there are only 6 episodes of that podcast.
What is this? I want to know the script in your head that's just like, well, I have to explain myself to this invisible public. Like, these people who might not exist. Sorry, I'm getting a call. You're like, first of all, why are you nervous that people don't think we're friends? Like, literally, why?
I think because I want people to know, like, oh, it's not like it was a limited series. It's not like because it stopped, it means that we had a fight.
You think it was about personal drama?
Yeah, I don't want people thinking personal drama stopped the show. I don't know why I want that's my problem. And we don't have time to truly unpack it.
I'm getting this call again.
Okay. I think it's a sign. I think it's a sign that we just let
this person's spam. This is spam.
Wait,
we've been calling from Oxnard all morning. But
oh,
Charles,
that could be incredible.
We're friends, okay? And I love you. Wait, you think it's a serious call? Should I pick? No, it's not.
They're trying to sell you a car.
God, you're scaring me.
No, don't worry. Okay.
So I think we're friends.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love Louis.
Yeah. And, you know, I think now our show is on Stitcher. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you have to pay for that.
But this one, I think, is behind a paywall. Don't quote me.
This one is not. Now everyone's listening to this free. Free as a bird.
Awesome.
So if it makes you want to go back and listen to the whole series, please do. It's on Stitcher, and we'll be releasing the home addresses of everyone who works at Earwolf, so you can go to their homes to tell them, maybe we should have a second season.
Yeah, just knock on their door and let them know.
Nothing aggressive.
Yeah, just whatever. Don't bring, you know, be yourself. They get it.
And just make your voice heard.
Do I want to plug anything? No.
at Casey Jellison.
Oh yeah. See you there. See you online, folks.
At G Charles Rogers, but actually don't. It doesn't matter. It's all over. I love
Honestly,
you.
I don't want to connect there. Let's connect in real life.
Perfect.
That's what I want to plug.
Okay. Enjoy. I love Louie.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the problem with Louis.
Yeah.
Bye.
I don't get it.
Oh my God.
Stop.
I think you need to shut up and listen to yourself.
All right, what's the problem? Just what is the problem?
You're the problem.
And this is the problem with Charles and Casey. The problem with Charles and Casey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of The Problem with Charles and Casey. Mm-hmm. I'm Charles Rogers.
I'm Casey Jane Ellison.
And we're very good friends.
And we're the problem.
You're my problem.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You're just the bane of my existence.
Thank you.
We are making this podcast. This is our mission statement. We're making mm-hmm. this podcast because we want to find out what's behind every problem.
Yeah. And also just hear what people think is a problem, because it's different. It's like so many people think that they're a piece of shit and they're not.
Do you believe problems exist? Like for real?
I don't know. I wonder like sometimes if mistakes exist, you know, like is that...
Or if everything is just like an ego perception of like...
And it's all interpretation. It's all your mother's critical voice in your head.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like real pain. Like people, I mean, I don't feel like I'm comfortable with somebody until I know like what their pain is, like what they're made mm-hmm. of. Like I really need to understand that to trust somebody. This podcast for us is like an opportunity to bring somebody on that we think is interesting, mm-hmm. hear them tell us a problem from their life, and then like have a full therapy unpacking of it. And like every little problem is a whole world of like defenses and insecurities mm-hmm. and strengths and weaknesses.
And it's also just us trying to help. Like we try to be solution based, but it's really just about listening, I think.
It's hard.
We actually don't know any like how to fucking help.
We're smart. We are better. We're smart.
We're good listeners.
We're really good listeners. And I think we're good at calling things out in other people. Mm-hmm. And I think this is, for me personally, I feel like I've grown doing this podcast.
Really?
I do. I think I understand myself more because I've talked about myself so much.
That's amazing.
And hearing other and relating to people.
I feel like I've become a worse person. Mm-hmm. But no, just kidding.
I sense it.
Really?
No,
I'm better.
You're the same, which is why I want to ask you, mm-hmm. what's your problem today?
Okay, so my problem today, I'll start with an easy one. Mm. Or you tell me if it's easy. My sheets. I buy white sheets. Okay?
Is this an ad? Are you about to do an ad?
I'm not a fucking idiot, okay? I buy white sheets.
Mm. Hotel.
Yes. My sheets become gray.
Oh my God, I know what
and
you mean.
And then that's it. Like I literally...
From sweat or just from age?
I don't know what I'm doing. I buy sheet after sheet after sheet. Mm-hmm. And they always become gray, prematurely in my opinion. You know, growing up, I did my laundry. Mm-hmm. My sheets were never this gray.
So something changed. Something changed for you as
I
a
have
person.
Dingy sheets.
Are you... Okay, so what I'm hearing... I'm not sure what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is either that you want to live a clean life or that you're afraid of what other people will think when they see the sheets. Or is it both?
Both.
Yeah, I think that's normal.
Am I living a dirty life?
Probably. But it's...
What's a clean life?
Obsession. Constant obsession and like not leave. I don't think you can leave your house if you really need to be a clean person. If you're going to be a clean person, you can never leave your house.
Do you have dingy sheets?
Yeah, because I sweat at night.
I don't sweat. I shower every day at least. Every other day at least. Mm-hmm. I make gorgeous lesbian love in my bed. What's the, like, this
That's
is all very
is.
Clean.
It's the gray matter that lesbians produce. Gray matter.
Lesbians produce gray matter. Mm-hmm.
When they're in love. Mm. My problem? Did you ask?
Sorry.
I thought you asked.
What's your problem?
My problem is that my boyfriend broke my blender and I make protein shakes every day.
Right.
And I figured out how to do it. Like I'm waiting on Amazon for a new blender. I'm using an immersion blender and I'm doing it like in a bowl. It's that thing that looks like a whisk. And it's just like because this one little element changed, everything sucks now. Like I am not washing dishes. They're piling up. Like this is the fourth bowl and I'm only living for this immersion. Like one little thing made me screw up my whole routine.
Okay. So I heard you call it my blender. You don't share it with your
He boyfriend. Doesn't really use it. It's really for me.
But it is your blender.
That's not the problem.
Okay. So no, I'm hearing a lot of control issues.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
That you fixed it. You got yourself another one. Mm-hmm. Maybe buy another one so that he can have one.
Okay. My problem, it was more existential than that. I don't know. It cracked. It's so durable. I don't know how he broke it. It was an accident, though, I'm pretty sure.
He, like, actually shattered the glass. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I don't know how. It was weird.
Okay, wait, sorry. Let me just address, like, your control issues.
Yeah.
I mean, what, do you hate him because of it? Like, what's it stirring for
you? It's stirring this thing that I realized that, like, if one little element screwed up, then I lose all control. I just give up everything. That's what I noticed. But I'll just work on that.
That's understandable. And, you know, you should give yourself a break about letting all of it kind of fall apart. Like, your diet is really important. I've seen you work so hard and build so much muscle and body fat. You've gained like 30 pounds, right?
Yeah, I lose it and I gain it and I lose it.
I mean, that is a huge undertaking and you're really on top of it. These shakes help you keep weight up.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break and just like, I know it's hard.
Yeah.
But like, you can get it back.
Thank you.
Yeah. That would be my solution.
That's good advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to our first guest. I mean, okay. This is our inaugural guest.
Oh my God.
Isn't this crazy? And everyone, as people listen to these episodes, they're going to be like, we're going to get so much cozier sounding as they go on. This is like a first day right now.
Yeah.
So Louis Anderson is
a legend.
Yeah. It would be weird if you didn't know him at this point. He's a Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a true life magical symbol. He is like almost not even a person. He like has somehow transcended humanity and is like,
he's an icon.
He is. And he's also like a ball of energy.
Yeah.
Here's our episode with Louis and Louis's problems.
Louis, thank you so much for being here. What's your problem?
Here's my problem. It happened as it was late last night and earlier yesterday and all day and every day. This is what I come in contact with. I'm in a flight. I'm on the phone with somebody. And, you know, before they close the door, and this flight attendant, who I knew was going to be trouble, she was crazy, a crazy person. And she goes, you're going to have to turn that off. I go, but not right now. You haven't shut the door. Well, you're going to have to. And I go, but not right now.
Yeah.
I don't have to. She goes, no, but you'll have to. I go, what's with you? Then she left. And then I thought I should write her up. You know what I mean? There's my dilemma. I'm in a position. I'm a diamond status.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good problem.
I'm also a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also usually, I try to be as nice to people as possible, but I'm on the phone and she's shouting this stuff. And I go, no, I don't have to hang up yet.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of my business.
She's just pushing it.
She just wanted to get up because I stood up to her.
Yeah.
Then I turned into a big baby.
Right.
And she said, do you want something to drink? I go, no, I do not want anything to drink. And I wouldn't look at her. So she tried again. Are you sure you don't want anything to drink?
Was she trying to make up for it?
She wants a fight.
I don't know what she wanted, but I wasn't going to let her back in.
She went too far, maybe. She knew
she went too far.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so she was trying to make
amends. She knows. So right then, what do I do? I'm going to get into Minneapolis. It's a 45-minute flight. I took my salad out and ate it and thought, I'll just eat this salad. This is good, isn't it, Louie? You're eating a salad? Yes, it is, Louie. She offered some more drinks, did not take any because I had hoarded some water earlier.
You Gandhi'd her.
Yeah, I did. So I get off the plane. So I say, thanks for everything. I hope you have a nice day.
Yeah.
Right? So I needed to do that for me.
Yeah.
I'm not taking her out there with me.
Yeah.
Right.
But I do think I should just, I go, well, what would I say to him? She scolded me when I was on the phone?
Yeah.
No. But I could.
You could.
I could make a deal.
And
you'd
get something out of it.
But I never want, here's my biggest fear. I don't want her fired.
No, yeah. You don't.
That's it. Yeah. That's always my stopgap at holding people responsible for their behavior.
Because you won't
know. I do not want to fire. I don't know if they'll, it'll be their last straw. I don't want to be their last straw.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want them thinking for the rest of their life or until they get another job that Louis Anderson is such a prick.
Yeah.
He got me fired.
It's like what you want is you want enough revenge that she feels shame, but then you don't want it to have any real consequence that you feel bad.
I
want it. You want it on your terms. Yeah. Like you want to shame her on your terms, kind of.
I didn't even want to shame her.
But you did want
I wanted to say to her, do you always do this to people?
Yeah.
And there are more people the rest of the day that we have to take the task.
Wait, should we do another role play?
Yeah. How do you want to do it?
All right.
Who do you want to be the lady? Who's you? Reminding
well,
me more
or
of
wait
the lady?
A minute. Well, you are. Actually.
Me, I am? Well,
why? Because you're a lady.
You like asked for
even
it.
Though.
That is even, crazy but, coming from you.
Yeah, but I don't know you. Charles okay, would not do that. Mm-hmm. Charles would not.
He's a much better bitch.
I do go crazy sometimes.
Would you, do you think you would want me to get, you want to be the lady? Why ask me then if you ask me? Why ask me that question?
Okay,
if you want.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like you're trying to be.
He's a much better improv artist.
All right, let's, okay. Let's,
but then
why don't
you?
We do a competition?
But she wasn't an improv artist either. So I'm on the phone. You ready?
Yeah.
And you do what I told you she did. Anyway, so try and set up a meeting while I'm in town.
Sir, you're going to have to get off the phone.
Well, the door's not shut. I'm not.
But I know, but you're going to have to get off the phone.
I don't have to get off it now.
You will have to get off it, sir.
I will not.
Yes, you will have to get off. Yes, you will have to get off the phone, sir.
Okay. That's it. I get it. No, I'm not hanging up until the door
shuts. But you will have to get off the phone.
I'm sure you think that, but I will not.
But you will have to get off the phone.
I won't be getting off the phone until then.
Sir.
First of all, I'm on the phone, so could you just
You will have to be getting off the phone.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
It does mean I want to get her fired.
Yeah.
Was it like that or was it?
Well, she didn't go that many. She just did three, which three is too many.
Yeah.
And she's right here, but you're going to have to.
Oh, she was up higher?
No.
Should I do higher?
No, well, no, you should do what you did. It was good. Okay. Yours was very irritating. Okay, I thought you did a terrific job.
You did a great job. It felt real
authentic because you were mad that you were mad that I picked you because you were a woman, it seems like.
And I used that.
Yeah, so good.
You used all that rage.
Hold on, my banana's ringing. Hello? No, just kidding. I brought bananas in case anyone wants
for the listeners.
We all three have bananas if we want to do phone.
I will have some at some point.
It's a really good banana, I have to tell you. You ever get the hard banana where you go, this isn't right?
Yet. I hate that.
And then you eat it and you got a big lump in your stomach?
The bananas?
I think 90% of fruit usually doesn't work out. You're so grateful when you have a fruit that works out.
Aren't you?
Yeah. You're just so used to it not working out.
That's such a good joke all the way around.
You know what's a good tactic? What I've started doing when I like my blood boils with stuff like that is on the way out.
Blood boils.
When my blood boils. What I always do, I don't always. I've done it like three times, but I like it.
I like to say always too with three times.
When I always, I turn to their coworker and I go, on the way out, I go, I'm sorry, what was their name? And then and then they're like, Peter, and they have to put and then it's like, oh, Peter, okay, thanks. And then I leave and I don't do anything with it, but it just
that
feels
is
like
terrifying.
It. I know, because it feels like, because I know that
you're not even talking to them anymore. You're because they can't even,
they're irrelevant.
Dealt with.
They're powerless.
And this is what I like to do. I like to smile and act like I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then plan to do it, but then still not do it.
Still not. I don't do it either.
Because I don't want anyone to lose their job. Because I don't think I think it must be miserable to have people go, can I get another snack of Rudy?
Yeah.
Can I get a small bottle of Fresca?
Yes, but I mean, it's like two things at once. Because my mom is a flight attendant, and she's...
On what airlines? Can you say?
American. I can't say.
Oh, don't. Well, you never know.
Gorgeous.
And she's like a great flight attendant, but she is always talking about the people she works with, and like a lot of flight attendants she works with are like... insane. Like they're just insane people
insane,
and they want
to
treat people
have
poorly.
To be insane.
It's a crazy job.
It's a crazy job.
And they're actually like important. They're not just serving.
She's trained to like fight terrorists. Yes. And like they have to get in like rafts on the water with like rocky ocean waves, like in a
like, I want to go to that.
It's crazy.
Security on a
plane. I want her to say, come on, get your heels on. You're not going to be wearing the heels in the lake. Let them go.
In the lake. He crashed into
the lake.
The water.
I live in Minnesota. There's 10,000 lakes. That's true.
They're big lakes.
They're big lakes. You can land a plane in Big Lake.
Big Lake Michigan. Big
Lake Marine. Mm. That was a big one.
I hope to.
A water landing is fiction.
No, it happened. Sully.
Sully, and that's it.
Listen, so what? At least give us that hope. Why would you take that away from us?
It's very
because
true.
You just don't fly enough. I find it patronizing if you, when they...
If you flew more...
I fly too much.
You'd have dignity.
Yeah. If you flew... If you were a Diamond member like I am...
That actually hurt me so much. You just don't fly enough.
Well, I mean, I'm asking you, how many days have you flown in the last 10 days?
A lot, actually.
How many?
Not the last 10 days.
No, well, they were only going by that. That was we're my only schedule doing on it. 10? Yeah. That's well, why okay, I'm saying you don't fly enough.
Twice a month.
Oh, that's nothing. I fly almost twice a week.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference.
That's what you should be trying to do.
But you will. You will when you, as soon yeah, as you want one day, to.
You'll
when
find
you
want to. Reasons. I mean, you want to go eat at a restaurant.
Hey, you wouldn't, you're a stand-up comic. You're a stand-up comic, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody asks you to work, you're going to work.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what stand-up comics do. Like, I shouldn't take all the work I take, but mm-hmm. I love to do stand-up comedy. I used to do it for, you know, such a low price, mm-hmm. and now they give you more money, mm-hmm. and I go, I'm not doing anything Tuesday. I'm going to go do stand-up comedy. Because mm-hmm. what a wonderful job to do stand-up comedy. I just want you to know. And that's why I get mad at people. But how can I'm so grateful. Also, I owe the people that I'm talking to and the audience that's listening to me my 1,000,000% attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't be up there thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to eat after this?
Yeah.
Right. Or anything. Even when I get... some drunk in the audience, I go, oh, this isn't going to be pleasant, but I address it. I go, what's going on with you? Why are you being drunk with me?
And that's mm-hmm. how you like make peace.
Yeah, but first things? I get mad. First I say, shut up.
It's inevitable.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Shut up. Uh-huh. Shut.
On stage or yes. you say it in your head?
Uh-huh. No. Yeah. Well, first in the head 100 times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I go, then I get mad. And once I get mad, I have to deconstruct that.
Yeah.
Madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm so sorry that I got mad at this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to be removed because they wouldn't shut up. Because there's nothing worse. Go ahead, talk once.
Well,
hey, what's going on? Right? That's what you hear.
Yeah.
That's what, like right on it. Like hey, I start a joke on? And they go, Louie!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Louie!
Yeah.
Louie! Louie! Okay, 5 is enough. Get out.
Can I bring something to my attention?
Yeah, it's
to
your podcast, isn't it?
Okay, it sounds like that's the lady. She was heckling you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
She said it 3 times, not 5.
Yeah, she
times.
Was heckling. She was a heckler. That
maybe that's
attendant.
It. So maybe what? I am a control freak.
It's really,
what if
really
you
maybe
treated
I think...
her like the way you would an audience member, like give them...
That's a great connection, Casey.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it really
Casey.
Is.
You're welcome.
Casey.
It really is.
Casey.
Thank
you're
you.
You're going to be flying soon.
That's when you know.
That's cool.
I am everyone. A big baby, though. I realize it.
Well, you're sensitive. You're really sensitive. I'm sensitive. I get it. Like,
and do you think... Well, what happens to you
when
your blood boils?
I just turn it on myself. Like all day long, I work myself up and no one else feels it. And then I will die soon. Right.
And so that's one of the things that I do have. I do some prayers and stuff
mm-hmm.
yeah. when I'm doing that. Louis, you're so lucky. Look at. And this isn't a bragging thing, but 5 people on the way to the shuttle thing. Wanted to take pictures.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, Louie, what's your problem?
So you made some money on the...
Oh, you'll be fired before I know.
But you have...
That
I mean,
really
if
sweet.
That wasn't... If that wasn't proof enough that like yeah. the small thing, don't
yeah,
sweat it.
Don't sweat it. You're yeah. right. Yeah. But in the moment... When you get yelled at.
Yes,
I think I don't like
course.
Being yelled at.
No, of course.
I don't like being yelled at, and I don't like being told what to do, and that goes back to my dad. Mm-hmm. Get out there and get the snow shoveled. Well, wait till it stops. Get out. Get ahead of it. Uh-huh. You'd always say,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
get ahead of it. What are you, a mental case?
Yeah, and you just had to, right? You ended up, you always
had to go.
Did it.
You had to go. Well, I would just, you know, I'd take about a half hour to put a shoe on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, can I? I feel like what, and just from like the interactions we've had, like, oh, this
here
fall.
It comes.
No, don't worry.
It's okay. Excited. No, you can say, safe. No, I would want you to always tell me that if. Was I easy to work with?
Oh, you the easiest. I
honestly,
mean, honestly, the well because
not the easiest.
Well, but you're the well because you're such an you're all pathos as a human being. So like, there's no way to ever get mad at somebody who's like just being emotionally honest and involving you in that. Because if you get mad at somebody like that, then you just hate that person. You know what I mean? Right. Like because I feel like what I'm hearing from this is that like you, what you wanted to do was sort of like involve her in your emotional processing, this woman and everyone. You were like, I want to like involve them in what I'm going through so right. that they'll understand what I'm going through.
I also want them to understand what they're doing to people.
Yeah.
When I see somebody being mean to somebody, mm-hmm. I have to really hold myself back because it's none of my business.
Yeah.
Because I could be doing more damage by interfering.
Right.
Like that person could be meaner to the person then. Because mm-hmm. yeah. I know about, you know, my dad was mean like that. If yeah. my mom would have stood up to him in front of people or somebody would have chimed in, mm-hmm. he would have punished her for that too.
Yeah, in front of people.
So
yeah,
I'm really careful about that stuff.
Yeah, you never know. People are crazy.
I think you're right. I think I am all pathos.
Well, also and with the heckler, too.
Nachos.
Pathos and nachos. Yeah.
This fall, pathos and nachos. He's crying. He's eating. Pathos, nachos. Or Cool Matt, Cool Ranch.
Or.
Cool Ranch and pathos.
Well, wait, I'm not done diagnosing you.
Yeah, yeah, do more.
Okay, so. Okay,
so I'm all pathos.
You're all pathos. And
what does that mean? Let's get that out there because people are looking up pathos right now.
That's true. You're like an open door with emotion. Right, so like right. anyone can enter you and be like, oh, I have all those feelings too. This person has all the feelings I have.
I'm a vessel.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily know how to regulate. They're not regulating it the same way you're doing it.
They're not hiding.
I worked harder.
Yeah.
I did. It's true though. I mean, I did a lot of therapy, so I worked harder and I'm built for... Let's figure it out. You had to deal with people. Yeah, my dad was a monster, and my mm-hmm. mom was, you know, this unbelievable humanitarian mm-hmm. angel type archetype mm-hmm. that I play. That's where that character comes from. I take from all that, mm-hmm. and that is me in the sense of like I just want. Listen, we have a short amount of time on this earth. Mm-hmm. Let's make the best of it. And let's share that with everybody. And so what you're saying is you're right. If something isn't right, you know something's not right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we did a scene with Search Party, TBS. Anyways, so I have a phobia about learning lines. Mm-hmm. I just get like panicky because of schoolwork when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm a little dyslexic, but... Mm-hmm. So I froze when I had this big monologue thing. Mm-hmm. I just froze. And Charles and SV mm-hmm. saved me. They understood that, what can we do to help you? They just like were there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Take as much time as you need. Do you need an ear thing? I thought, well, what if I got an earpiece? And then they mm-hmm. looked into that. And then once I was given all that love and care and kindness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did the scene.
Well, it was like you fell hard and then you jumped right back up hard. You know what I mean? Like it was like 100% like, I don't know. And then like 100% like, no, I've got this. Like you were so like, it was so extreme both ways.
Yeah.
You
know? Because I got scared. And mm-hmm. so that's what mm-hmm. it is. Cause in my family, you get scared. We were afraid of my dad. Mm-hmm. So I got scared. So you get frightened.
Yeah.
And then I tumble. I guess I just spill out when I'm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do.
How do you trust? I mean, how have you trusted people? Like, I mean, I have that in shades, in different ways. I understand what I understand everything you're saying. But like, how have you been able to trust people and like be the strongest version of yourself, considering like you weren't given like a clear template for trusting people?
What choice do I have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do I want to not live? What I don't want to live?
Yeah.
I always open my heart up really wide.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And, you know, now I don't act on it as much. You know, my impulses and my, you know, my wanting to, you know, drink in the the whole thing. I don't do that. I don't do dangerous stuff. I don't do things that will be dangerous to me as much, at least. But I still am very vulnerable in the world.
Yeah.
But I don't, I think the experience, I think people are the only thing we have going. I don't think we have one other thing in the world that's interesting.
Art.
Well, but that's from people.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I agree with you.
Those are things.
Art, love, and people.
Yeah. Yeah. And animals, you know, supplement or sublimate all that stuff too with people.
Right. Yeah.
But it's really the people that we, I think we're all connected. I think there's a string between all of us.
Yeah.
And as soon as you disrespect or think there's no string connected to that one person, that's where you lose out. Like that flight attendant.
It's terrible.
I'm connected to her.
Yeah.
Because I've been mean like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to do it or else, you know, I can do that in a second. Yeah. Hey, well, don't. You're not going to be able to. I'm not going to move until you do. I could be that terrible I'm not gonna person. Move. I won't do it. I won't breathe. I'll just stop breathing.
Well, that's like, God, I don't want to say too much, but like there is someone connected to my home who lives on my block who hates me. He's basically like, it's my super. I guess I'll just say it. And he just hates me and my boyfriend. And it's like a million reasons. And it's just that we've pissed him off too many times with stuff.
You've held him accountable, right?
Well, I just mean there were like a few things that happened to our apartment that he took personally rather than professionally. And now he's just, he gives us the cold shoulder. And I go walk my dog and I think like, and I see him turn around. Like, I walk my dog, he runs back inside. He gives me the craziest vibes. And I like want to think really bad thoughts. And I leave my house and it angers me. And I'm like, okay, now it's on me. Like, I just have to start experiencing compassion for him and like be like, okay, I don't know what his deal is. And like, it could be a million varieties.
It could be a million things, or you got in, maybe you confronted him and he's embarrassed. Because I think he's avoiding
some
you,
version of that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I have a trick. Right. I don't know if it worked. I don't know if this is a Band-Aid. But when people...
Do you feel judged by me? Because you looked at me like you didn't, no, weren't
I just
sure
don't,
you should say
I
that.
I just don't want what I'm about to say. I'm just insecure about what I'm about to say.
All right. Well, listen, go for it. Because listen, you can cut it right out, right?
The thing I think is like when someone's mean to me, I don't know if I'm a complete narcissist, but immediately I'm like, they're flirting. It's a flirt.
Oh,
like,
really?
When someone is rageful at me, when it's like, we don't have a relationship, there's no, you can't be angry about me unless you care about me.
Do you really feel that? You feel like people are flirting?
I mean,
with
first of all, I'm like, I feel like I hit the ceiling like a cat. Like, just like, you cannot talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's like where I go. Like,
hit the ceiling like a cat.
But then my ego comes in and is like, well, they're probably just obsessed.
And nice. I could never say that.
Yes, you
like,
can.
Like, I went, no, I'm not that person that would say that, though. I wouldn't think of it, first of all.
It took a while. I had to come. My brain had to make that up.
That's good. I like how you're doing it.
Because the flight attendant was like probably intimidated by you.
Do you do it as a coping mechanism?
I think it is a coping.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because the truth is, and all know this, right? That anybody who's mad at you, who's like a stranger, that's their shit. That's nothing. Yes. They don't care about who you're reminding them. It's not about that. It's like
they don't even know usually.
No,
she probably was yelled at to like make sure people are off their phones.
She had it out for me right away. I can tell. Her son was fat.
I don't know.
She's sorry.
That's fat. I think people
that's
do.
Her shit.
Yeah, I know, but she's interfering with my shit.
But I feel like she knows clicked. What yeah. she sees.
She wanted to feed me and get me off the phone so she can feed me like she did with her fat son.
That's a fact.
Feel like she probably knows you're sensitive. I think that people that like to attack, they can sense sensitivity.
So you think that's what he does to you? Super.
I think he's really sensitive, and I think he's got his own like huge narrative going on. I think he's got his own world.
Can
going
I give
on.
You a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Gifts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind, real, honest.
Kill him with kindness.
Like I brought the bananas. I didn't.
Furniture.
I didn't. Do
I'm gonna
it.
Buy him like a three-piece.
No,
sofa.
No. But I mean, you know, like let's say you're at the store, and the pears look delicious.
Yeah.
They hardly ever do, but occasionally they'll look like, oh, these pears are ready to eat in a day or two. Mm-hmm. Bring him six pears or something like that.
Yeah.
Or something he won't, you know, maybe that's sealed so he doesn't think you're poisoning him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sealed pears.
Sealed pears. But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it's good.
And I would, if I would, didn't have such a big baby day, because that's what I called it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Big baby Louie getting, because he has to go on a jet fly to get out of the snow because he's a baby. You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, but it's amazing how this stuff affects you.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted retribution because I'm from a big family. So you have to get back at the person. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Don't you have to get back at people sometimes?
Well, I never get, but we did it for, my boyfriend did it for Casey's girlfriend. When we left the Hollywood Bowl, this cab driver.
What show did you see? Doesn't matter.
What did we see?
Jaws.
That was Jaws?
I think so. I remember not because I couldn't go. I was out of town.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there.
Like Jaws, the movie?
Yeah, with the live orchestra.
Oh.
This cab driver turned down Casey's girlfriend. Just because she's got like a shaved head and a leather jacket, and he like didn't like he didn't like it, and so my boyfriend like called the cab company. We took a million pictures of this cab. He called the cab company. He like complained. He said that they were being like prejudiced and bigoted and like homophobic. The dispatcher was gay, so then the guy was like, "No, that happened to her," and like really cared.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy had to go through like human services training, and he had to like learn how to like. You know,
oh, he did
to hide his homophobia.
That's the best case scenario when there's like a system.
He didn't lose his job. Yeah, right.
Wow. Like
and he had to.
And
I mean,
you know this. You followed up on it.
Yeah, Jordan followed up, and the guy had to go through all this training.
What and is he, a district attorney?
I know.
Sorry, I like him. He's so sweet.
Yeah, I mean, he's really into that, like making sure that things.
So he's your. He cares.
He's good about it. He's good
about
it.
He's your protector.
He's also not afraid.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of contacting the supervisor. Like,
no.
He's very entitled to.
So now I feel like
getting,
I failed.
Yeah.
No.
Why didn't I go after that woman?
But you don't know if that's going to be the outcome.
Oh.
He didn't know.
No, he didn't know either. That's true. But I'm scared of that stuff.
Yeah,
because
I don't want someone to lose their job.
I do that with Lyft.
With Lyft?
Well, as soon as I get out of a Lyft, I'm always like, I'm going to report them for being a bad driver or for doing something crazy to me. Mm-hmm. And then I forget. And then I have the opportunity to do that the next time I do a Lyft. And I'm like, oh, who cares? It was 2 days ago.
Yeah, you
I don't
had time
care
to like to calm down.
Forget.
That's the other thing. It's like, you don't want to make a brash. That's a word, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Decision when you're emotional.
I agree. But should you not for the next driver?
Right, the next rider, the next person.
Yeah, the next rider, sorry.
Totally.
It's confusing.
I inverted that.
But then I also am like, okay, but maybe it's just about being compassionate too, because like you never know what people's deals are. And at the end of the day, like, you don't know if they have kids and like.
Yeah, that's what I always think. Like,
right.
You know, like Popeye said, right? I can stand so much, but I can't stand no more. And then he would go and beat up Brutus.
Yeah.
But. Do you know what I mean? You can only take so much.
But that's, I mean, in a really Buddhist sense, that's not true. You
it's
know what
not
I mean?
True. Yeah. You can take a lot.
You can take infinite as long as you, ooh. I mean, that's what like Eckhart Tolle would say. You know, like it's like, because it's all about.
The triumph of the will.
Yeah. And essentially like if you feel like this moment, if you're upset by this moment, you want another moment to be happening instead. And that's just not. Being present in your life, Like, that's preferring a version of life that you're not going to get. So you're just harming yourself by not being present in mm-hmm. the moment.
And mm-hmm. it's so hard in the present to understand if it's you, if it's them, or both of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the situation.
Right.
Like, is it her? Did I overreact about the phone call?
Mm-hmm. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
Well, people who like are always trying to like tell on people are people yeah. who like, for lack of a better way of putting it, are just like the religious people from the dark ages who are just like, they want a God
the religious
to like vindicate them. It's a very Christian.
It's the religious like, people from the dark ages.
You know them. Some of our best come friends.
Ease up. Come out.
Yeah. They want God to kill that person because they were right and that person was wrong.
Right.
And then it goes back to this. I was listening to a podcast about the atrocities in the world and how long they've been going on, you know, like, and how colluded everything is. And I was saying, this is important stuff, you know, because we've all gotten so connected now. The world's very small. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, to know that Venezuela mm-hmm. is what's going on there, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know, that's serious stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but they're standing up to this guy. Mm-hmm. And I what really matters to me is standing up mm-hmm. to those situations. Because I right. think my dad was a bully and, you know, abusive. Mm-hmm. So my mom was real brave. She would just be yeah. between him and us. She wouldn't allow it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
For me, I think ultimately, like, unless they really did something egregious and it was hurtful and harmful.
Yeah, right. Killed someone.
Yeah, or just even just like, you know, if like if a driver's looking at his phone,
yeah,
I go berserk.
Yeah, right.
I just go, listen, pull over. That's what I say, pull over. Mm-hmm. I go, now listen, if you look at your phone one more time, I'm going to call the car company mm-hmm. and tell them you're looking at your phone. I go, because I want to tell you something. You can look at your phone successfully 999,999 mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. But that 1,000,000th time, you and I could be dead. So don't take my life in your hands.
Well, but with your dad, though, you say like he's a bully, but then you also say you have his weakness. So like, how yeah. do you stick up? How do you stand up to somebody?
Well, he was terribly afraid.
Right.
Right.
Because you aren't mean like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're afraid. So somebody was much meaner to my dad
yeah.
than he was to us, if that's mm-hmm. even possible. Well, but it must be. Because there was a good man in there underneath yeah. a lot of it.
Right.
You right. know?
How do you stand up to somebody if they're a villain, but you also want to empathize with them? Because that's the human way to do it.
And that's where all the separation, all the marginalizing, all the, you know, homophobia, all the mm-hmm. All of this separation stuff is where they're getting people in a lot of
yeah.
trouble.
Yeah.
Like
the fear.
We can never be, all five of us right here mm-hmm. should never be separated from the fact that we are all vulnerable to the situation.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't hesitate to stand up for each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. Right. That's where I think is the hardest thing to do. Mm-hmm. Now it is, five people sitting around me going, yeah, get off your phone.
No, is that true?
You know what I'm saying?
Did people near
No,
you?
No, but I'm saying in the world right now, it feels like it's, yeah, get off your phone.
Right.
Instead of, hey, don't talk to him that way.
Right.
Don't you feel like the world has went upside down in that
yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
What if somebody, hostile. Instead of anybody saying, don't talk to him like that.
Yeah.
The person next to you said, wow, she was rude. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. And would then I would have said, why didn't you say enough? Something?
It wouldn't have been enough.
No, because I go, well, why didn't you do it right then? I saw somebody at the airport talking really mean to his girlfriend or whoever she was. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, he's mean. Mm-hmm. You know, just very like, and I go, oh God, I wish I could save her. I wish I could say to her, get out of this situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's completely trapped.
Mm. And you don't understand the ways that she's complicit.
Yes, of course.
Because you might be able to untangle it.
I won't be able to untangle it. But where what I guess I'm saying is, when, at what, was it 1955? Was it 1965? Was it 1975? We were, people said, just shut the drapes and stay out of the neighbor's business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, something was going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before you then. Know? Yeah. I mean, there's like the Holocaust. Like, just when did we ever? I don't know. I don't know.
Did we ever? Exactly. And that's what this podcast was all about. But anyways, I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. Jeez, I wish I had a latte.
Okay. Well, we're getting close. We're getting close.
Yeah. But I hope. I'm sorry.
No.
You edit these?
No. This is what it is.
You don't edit it.
No. We will. But this is.
I feel like
this is no.
We
will unpleasant?
Edit. But everything you said is what we would keep. Like all of that's keeping stuff. Look, I want to.
I'm glad you both are eating your banana.
I love this banana.
You need the potassium. I'm sorry I didn't know there were two more people. Because I had a bunch of five, actually. I took them out of the room.
Oh, my God.
I could have brought two more bananas. And here I am.
I want to bring it back to something, which is that I think your experience of this type of thing is that it goes hand in hand with why, like, I feel like on this podcast, I'm always like telling people that like the like shadow side of a person is always like hand in hand with what people love about them too. Right. And like, and if you have a really hard, you're so sensitive that you have a really hard time with people criticizing you or whatever, the way you deal with it, I feel like, is that, like you said with the heckler, like if somebody heckles you on stage, then you go, hey, everybody, I'm experiencing this feeling. Is everybody on board with me with this feeling? So now that we're all on the same page about this feeling, let's transcend the feeling. Right. And then that's how, and that's the pathos. Like, that's why you have this magic where everyone's always like, I feel what he's feeling. And then there's just like this harmony that happens.
Wow.
So it's kind of like you process things in a way where you're like, that hurts me. So I'm going to make everyone know that. And then we can move on, you know? And it's like most people just hold everything in and then it, you never know. No one else knows and they don't know why they're going crazy.
He's right. You're so clever.
Thanks.
You know what? You know what is really irritating when you find out you're not smart as you think you are?
Shut up.
No, I just mean it. Like I could, if that, yeah, I'm just trying to express love.
Yeah.
In as many funny and different ways as possible.
That's it.
Because like that's really love. Yeah, like, hey, we're all connected. Yeah. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. We're all connected.
All right, well.
You know, go ahead.
No, it's just going to. Yeah, you go ahead.
It's exhausting, this, huh? You can't do this very often.
Well, the connected message, I think that was.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to run into that woman again on the plane. I bet you anything.
What will you say if you do?
Yeah.
Get off the phone.
You'll remind her.
I might just say it like that. Get off the phone. She'll go, ow. And then she'll do a high five.
Yeah, probably.
Like, she looks a little like Ginsburg. So hopefully she'll jump up and do a high five like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how New Yorkers like, they argue on the street, like they all grew up in houses where it's like, no, that wasn't the street corner, and it's just like they're both just like yelling because they and it's how their parents showed them love.
Are you describing like Jewish people?
I guess so. I'm Jewish.
I know. That's
so
why
yelling
I said
is too. A sign.
So yelling is
of love. It's a misfire.
But it's not love.
No, it's not.
No, it's damaging.
But it's how we are all brought up by the people and that love
it's complicated
us,
though, because I think I do think that it is
tribal.
It is love too, because there's I take for granted that we know each other so well that you're not going to get your feelings hurt so easily.
Yes, that's
it's
true.
A little like it's like no, shut up, like just be real.
Yeah,
I love you. You love me. Talk this way. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like
so that. You're bypassing.
Yeah, screwed up.
The familiarness of it is bypassed because you've already had that once.
Yeah.
So it's just the track that you run on.
Exactly.
So when other people view it, they go, "Look at those crazy people right there."
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, what I was going to say is like you and this flight attendant have this like undercutting love, this misdefinition of love now, if you can joke about how you both
felt. Have a common experience.
Exactly.
Now.
She's a connection.
And hopefully she's having this discussion with some flight attendants. Hey, I had that Louis Anderson on my flight. You know, that big fat guy. I mean, that's what you might say. I'm not trying to put myself down, but you know. Mm-hmm. You know him. He's irritating. And irritating. He wouldn't get off the phone. She'll lie right to him. He wouldn't get off the phone. Yeah. I had all the doors shut.
Right.
We were lifting off, and he was still on the phone. I just let it go.
I totally but I believe loved, that's exactly what's happening.
I she agree is, too. But I love the image of you saying, get off the phone. She says, no, you get off the phone.
Yes. I would love that too. If that happened, mm-hmm. she would still do something mean in the middle of the flight. Mm. Don't you think? She can't be trusted. No.
I don't know.
And you know, the truth is, none of that matters.
It's, right.
Yeah.
The plane landed and we got off it, which is an amazing thing, isn't it?
And you're not going to remember in a month.
Oh, yeah?
A year.
No, I probably won't remember.
But do we have homework for Louis?
Yeah.
What's your homework?
I want you to find this woman.
Oh. No,
I'm kidding. Cool. I would love to see what would happen. You don't have to do this, but I do think it would be interesting if, like, you know, the next time someone's really confrontational to you, mm-hmm. to just say, to diffuse it in the moment.
I'm going to just go bring it in.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my arms out and go
bring it in. If you're going to talk to me, just
bring
just,
it in.
Yeah.
That's the, I'm not afraid to do
Who
that.
Who could turn aggressive. That down?
It's so aggressive. Is it? To just be like, hug me.
No, I just go bring it in.
Oh,
no,
like bring it down.
Yeah. No, bring
it
in.
No, literally, I think that's an act of aggression. Yeah,
well, is it?
I would be terrified if I was yelling at someone and they just said, hug me.
Yeah. I just go bring it in. What are you yelling at me for?
That's actually like a, it's actually
no, but I like that. I like that.
No, yeah, sure. Just say it. Just do it. I do want to know. I do want to know.
I like that you say that's completely aggressive. I like that.
No, it is a war tactic. It is because it is.
It's a power play.
Somebody.
Oh yeah.
It's like asking what time is it when you punch him in the face.
Aren't all of us into the power play?
Yeah, you can't not be.
We're.
There's no way.
We're doing a podcast.
I guess I am.
Powerful podcast.
No, but it's true.
No, you're right.
I haven't admitted it to myself that I am into power and I'm getting there.
One of the, what is it, 48 laws of power? One of the something laws of power is saying that you're not into power is a power play. Like if you say like, I don't do power, that's just like that's you're deluding yourself.
Yeah.
Because
I just don't, I wanted to know why she selected me to be mean to.
Yeah.
Was she nicer to other people? You saw it?
She didn't say anything. Other people were on their phone.
You know what?
She singled me out because I'm telling you.
Never known why that happens.
She has a fat kid or a fat nephew or a fat person was mean to her.
It could be.
It could be any of those. Or men are mean to her. I don't know.
Right.
Some flight attendants too, I know from my mom, like some of them resent
celebrities.
And they're like, he's not going to get anything I don't get. There's right. that. Yeah. Like, there's that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't take anything from her, you know.
That's good.
When she brought everything.
You proved your point.
Oh, I sound like an idiot on this podcast.
Can no.
you cut everything
Why did
except
you
for
say
the
whole, that?
Because we're so vulnerable. Yeah, yeah. You're
People
leaving
are
us very vulnerable.
Saying real emotion.
No. There should be a snack basket you go home
You're
with.
You're right.
We do need
something
right.
people can eat on the way home. A thing that
eat
goes
their feelings
and a heart people, thing. A little heart thing that they can
so
go
special.
Like this with.
Yeah.
On their hand, like a little squeeze
a stress
heart.
Thing.
We love
stress
you. Ball. You did great. You did great.
We should say
you were the best one on the podcast so far. You should
you
say.
Were.
You should. <You're>, no, no. All right.
Well.
Thank you so
you're,
much.
I love you. Thank you for doing
you
this. You're great.
You're great.
Casey's great.
Casey is very fun.
Charles, so what was your problem with that interview?
My problem with that interview? You know, I think my answer might always be the same, which is that it's my problem was with myself. Mm-hmm. I think of Louis, like I have such admiration for him mm-hmm. that I feel like a little like I'm in a turtle in a shell and I'm like poking my head out to interact with him and then I go back in. Mm-hmm. So... But also he naturally leads the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It made me think like, should I have somehow pushed to have like flowy flow? Or was that exactly what it was supposed to be? That was my feeling.
I mean, everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
You really so believe
if
that?
If that's a question, I've just answered that for you. I don't know. No, I don't like to think that.
Yeah. I mean,
why
I,
else
yeah.
is it like this?
Right. And there's no other alternative. So
yeah, like that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
My problem with you in that interview.
Okay. Yeah.
Was that, no, you were great.
I didn't let you speak. Is that it?
Yeah, the two men kind of dominated.
Is that true?
Not to gender you guys.
My God. And imagine if you were in a room with real men.
I know, right?
This is your patriarchy.
This is as much as I can handle. You two are the only men I've actually ever met.
Really?
You and Louis.
We're like all men.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you really feel that way? Do you feel like I edged
no,
you out?
No, it's me. I relate to the turtle thing. Like, also, our positioning in this on this show is like we're trying to help, and we're very like we're trying yeah, to insert to ourselves in these mm-hmm. conversations that are internal. Mm-hmm. So it is like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know. I feel.
Yeah, it's like, why should we feel we have that authority?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel very presumptuous just doing mm-hmm. this show, but that's like entertainment.
Yeah, totally.
So like, well, let's just commit to it.
Yeah. And he's like our elder. You know what I mean? Like, right. I felt like he was an elder imparting wisdom. Mm-hmm. That was like, that was the vibe of this interview. Other mm-hmm. interviews were like, manage. Like this mm-hmm. one is like, well, thank you. That was mm-hmm. the vibe.
But ultimately, I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's like, I feel so lucky to like know that guy.
Me
like,
too.
It's crazy.
True honor.
Well, I really love doing this with you.
Me too.
It's brought me so much happiness in my life. Like,
good.
Truly.
Good.
It really has.
You're good at it.
You're good at it.
Really?
No, you're really He's good better. At it. No, you're good. People love Casey in a way I can't ever get. I can't touch that. Well, I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
And thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you like it. And you know what? It just gets better and better, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.